And he has to be at least 35 years old. Agreed?
Agreed. Now, do you feel that we've adequately covered the qualifications?
Yay!
So, why don't we move along and define the standard for impeachable conduct?
Impeachable conduct? Who ever heard of impeaching a reigning sovereign?
This will not be a monarch. This will be an elected official, placed in office by a democratic ballot and capable of being removed for offenses against the government and abuses of constitutional duties. Now, if the president commits high treason, is this grounds for impeachment?
I vote yay.
Yay. And if he manipulates public funds to contribute to his personal wealth?
I suppose yay.
I suppose as well. And if he neglects and fails to perform his public duties?
I vote yay.
Yay. And if he receives oral gratification from a young woman?
Pardon me?
If the president is the recipient of oral pleasures from a lady, is this an impeachable offense?
Have you taken leave of your senses?
Hardly.
Tell me then, what fool of a man would possibly seek the presidency if that regulation were in force?
Valid point, I suppose, sir.
Valid point, indeed. So it is agreed that the president is allowed to receive oral gratification to his heart's content.
All right. Enough already. This is getting more and more absurd the further we go on.
Oh, come on, Hillary. For a couple of 50-year-olds who haven't taken any improvisation classes since college, I think we did pretty well. At least for a dry run-through, we'll be better after we rehearse a bit.
I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
Oh, why not? I've already done everything I could to make amends. You promised me you'd stick it out for the whole run.
And nobody could ever claim that I'm not keeping my promise, but I did not agree to make a complete idiot of myself in the process. Look, if you're going to do this ludicrous thing already, why do you insist that we play these parts ourselves? I mean, why can't we hire professional actors?
Hillary, if nobody else is involved, then we don't have to worry about anybody telling their friends about it on a tapped phone or being called in front of a committee to testify. We could pull this off without any help. All we have to do is set up a camcorder on the table over there, film the scene, and then find a way to promote it and make the American people think that it really happened.
To go along with the new pages of the Constitution that you just happened to find hidden in the White House broom closet.
Yeah, that's right.
While you were in there with Monica, I suppose.
Well, Hillary, doesn't matter what I was doing in the closet. The important thing is, if I just show up with some amended pages from the Constitution, people might doubt their authenticity. But if I have a videotape to back it up...
Bill, I know you're not in your most rational state these days, but I refuse to believe that you're so out of it that you actually think people made videotapes 200 plus years ago.
I'm planning on shooting it in black and white.
Didn't exist.
Well, did they have digital audio back then?
Nope.
Vitaphone film?
Sorry.
Well, how do you know? Were you there?
Were you?
No, and neither was anybody else, which is exactly my point. All anybody has to go by is speculation about what existed and what didn't. And I think the word of the president means more than some idle hearsay, don't you?
Not these days it doesn't.
Well, Hillary, I've got to do something to get myself out of this crazy trouble.
Why don't you try telling the truth? Or would that approach be too untested to risk?
Yeah, I told the truth. You saw where it got us.
Well, that's because you told the truth that directly contradicted your other truth.
Sweetheart, nobody tells the truth about that. Even the Founding Fathers themselves said so.
You know, I don't think you can differentiate reality from your fantasies anymore.
You're right. I'm completely losing my perspective. This whole thing is making me into a raving, irrational, illogical nincompoop. That's why I need you to stand by me.
I'm by you. I've been by you. I'll continue to be by you. But I'm not being a part of these crazy schemes.
Well, then what do you suggest I do?
I don't know. Why don't you plant a tape recorder in Kent Starr's psychiatric office? Maybe you'll find out that he goes to kinky sex clubs, or that he likes to paint himself purple and get whipped by drag queen hookers.
That is a great idea. I'll get right to work on it.
You'll get right to work. You know, I really think that you're going around the bend without your train.
I know. I am. I thought if I ignored all this, it would go away, but it just keeps dragging on and on and on. I tried to be a good husband. I tried to be a pal to Chelsea. I tried to do the best job as president that I was capable of doing. And I tried to control my vices. I mean, I rarely take a drink. I don't smoke. I never did any drugs. Except for that one time. And I practically spent every minute of my adult life working toward my political goals under the scrutiny of somebody somewhere. So every once in a while, yes, okay, I snuck into a back room and had a little rendezvous with a young girl. It made me feel like I was back in school, like for a couple of minutes I had no responsibilities. I could just let loose and get wild! Who did I hurt? I never expected you or Chelsea or anybody else to find out about it. I love you, and I love Chelsea, and I love this country, and I try to spend practically every waking hour of my life proving the above. So, for a few minutes, I strayed. Why does that seem to count more than all the time I put in trying to do the right thing?
That was just so touching. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Now I suppose you expect me to just melt right into your arms and be the perfect accommodating lover, right?
No, but it would be nice if you could act like a wife. I mean, give me the comfort and love that I need when everything else around me is just coming apart.
Well, in other words, when the milkman stops making deliveries, we're forced to drink what's in our own refrigerators.
You know I always drank my milk at home, even when it was sour.
But you still went out for a blast whenever you felt like it.
No, if I went out every time I felt the urge to, I never would have had the time for a political career.
Bill. Those jokes went over a lot better when the whole country wasn't laughing at us. Now, I know that if the Republicans hadn't put up obstacles at every turn, you might have been the best president this country ever had.
You really think so?
Well, if I didn't, I would have jumped ship a long time ago. Look, you're a devoted, caring, brilliant man, and I hope to God that there are at least a few intelligent historians out there who'll recognize that one of the great tragedies of the century has been that we had you as president for 8 years. And we wasted your time and your concentration with fraudulent investigations and political witch hunts. But he never let you come close to giving this job your best, and believe me, your best would have been damn good. And this country lost a great opportunity. As far as our personal relationship goes.
Tell me how I can make it right, and I swear I'll do it.
When you know what to do without asking, that will be the first step.
Hillary, could you please explain that? I mean, my mind truly doesn't have the capacity to solve riddles right now.
I'm still going to be sharing your bed, mm-hmm. At least until the day you leave office. By then, maybe you'll be thinking a bit clearer, and I truly hope you'll be able to figure it out yourself. Now, why don't we take off these ridiculous outfits? Because we both have other scenes, and we have to play them in a few minutes.